tactic on any army that permits it. They were useless tag-along scum. Croker used them to keep us occupied while he stole a quarter of our strength and all of our hope. His veterans now outnumber ours significantly, and most of them are fresh.
He indicated the heights to his right, where Croker's special forces continued to gain ground.
They'll soon take the high ground. They came prepared to take it.
And you aren't prepared to defend it?
I anticipated Croker's effort. Only a fool would ignore those heights. But I didn't anticipate the firebombs he's using.
Those were the finest product of One-Eye's weapons shops back in Taglios, transported here at great cost in treasure and labor, which now looked worthwhile. It was hard to hold your ground in the face of those bombs. The captain and his staff were headed for Blade's division. Something was up. I streaked that way. Blade came outside the wall of his soldiers, faced the captain across 100 yards of rocky ground. Our men were posted outside bowshot, relaxed but alert, awaiting developments. They were only slightly less baffled than the traitor's soldiers, who were drawn up as if for review now, not for combat. Blade and Croker met midway between. They exchanged a few words. Silly me. I expected the old man to settle the feud he'd been prosecuting so vigorously for so long. Instead, he threw his arms around Blade and started laughing. It had been a long time for the captain. His laughter had a definite mad edge. They started jumping up and down, holding on to one another. Then Blade spun away. He bellowed at his soldiers,
"Stack your weapons and surrender, or you'll be exterminated!"
I was so dense that only now, as Blade's soldiers began obeying orders, as they'd been taught, did I recognize the swindle. Blade's defection had been staged. Croker's years-long mad pursuit of him had been cosmetic. Except where he'd used Blade to rid himself of obnoxious religious fanatics. Nothing like having your enemies do your dirty work for you. More, Blade had worked hard to make the Shadow Master unpopular with the subjects. Whole territories had surrendered without even token resistance. And now Blade had delivered a quarter of the Shadow Master's finest troops. Nowhere in the annals was there a con to match this con, and this one Croker created for himself. He would laugh up his sleeve for a long time, knowing Mogaba could not have imagined him capable of such an unprecedented move. Mogaba did not think Croker capable of taking a deep breath without consulting the annals. Chapter 25. I left Smoke. Nobody was anywhere near the wagon except Mother Gota and Tydei. I joined them. They said nothing. I ate without speaking myself, drank a lot of water, climbed back into the wagon and took a long nap. I dreamed. The dreams weren't pleasant. Soulcatcher was there and she seemed to be having a wonderful time. Messing with us, no doubt, because that's where she found her fun. I woke up and ate again, barely aware that I was devouring some of Mother Gota's worst cuisine. I swilled water as